Tonight, President Obama and Mitt Romney face off for the third and final presidential debate. While millions of Americans will be watching closely, we're going to focus now on one group in Oakland, California, that's sure to be taking notes, the Bay Area Urban Debate League. It's an after-school program for high school students. As Youth Radio's Ashley Williams reports, the young debaters are studying the candidates, hoping to learn lessons from the pros.
Whatever you know about the presidential election, I want you to say it, okay? All right, y'all ready? All right, hit it for me.
About a dozen debaters warming up, reassociating, and thinking on their feet.
Obamacare.
1%.
The deficit.
Abortion.
PBS.
Occupy.
Swing voters.
99%.
This is how you get pumped up to watch a presidential debate.
Marriage equality.
Debate.
47%.
Wall Street.
Workers. Argument.
Tax cuts.
Oppression.
Wait, it's my turn?
It's not their turn tonight. Tonight they're watching the pros with pen and worksheet.
The bigger boxes are for you to, like, take short notes. So basically it's a way to help, like, critique and, like, analyze the presidential debate.
And there's plenty to say midway through.
What y'all think? Go ahead.
On this debate, I could actually see Mitt Romney, like, stressing in a way.
There's lots to observe and compare. The biggest difference between teen debaters and candidates, how one wins the debate. In high school policy debates, teens argue over current topics like education and transportation. A judge decides a clear winner at the end, based on a formula of evidence, presentation, and arguments. But presidential debates, it's harder to say. Serafina Padilla is 17 years old.
The judge tell you, like, if you won or not, and then they add up your points. In a presidential debate, it's all critics telling, like, their perspective.
Another difference, you have to prove what you're saying in a youth policy debate, which is not necessarily true for the candidates. Robin Bonner, who you heard leading the exercise earlier, helps run the class and was a little disturbed by the lack of facts the candidates gave. Teen debaters have to meet a higher bar in their arguments.
Ours actually has to have a plan, has to have solvency, impacts, what's going to happen to this population, what's going to happen to this budget, and it's more thought out in a more real way.
17-year-old Elisa Saavedra says the whole business of presidential debates is more chaotic than what they're used to.
The way that the presidential debates go, it's really messier. It's a lot messier than the way the debates we do here are.
I need to have you both hang up. I understand the stakes here. I understand both of you. But I will get run out of town
They do a lot more of non-respectful talking over each other and yelling at times.
And they can put their deductions and credits into that
bucket. We're keeping track, I promise.
I guess that's the way they think that they should do it, but it doesn't really look good to just overpower someone, because when it comes down to it, it's not really who can yell loudest or who talked more. It's about who can actually get the issues, like, solved.
But it's hard to solve a national issue in a 2-minute window. At least teen policy debaters get 7. For NPR News, I'm Ashley Williams.
That story was produced by Youth Radio. Our program is directed by Monica Evstatieva, edited by Corey Turner and Allison McAdam, and produced by Matt Martinez. Our audio engineers are Daniel Shukin and Peter Alina. Our planning editors are Jerry Holmes and Julia Buckley. The staff includes Viet Le, Jennifer Longmire-Wright, Brendan Banaszak, Janae West, Bilal Qureshi, and Jessica Deal. The executive producer is Christopher Turpin. I'm Alyssa Block. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.